Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
So what Daryl said today,
yeah,
filling in for Andy and Baskin, Andy and Jeff, is not dissimilar to what I've said.
Yeah.
But I do think, I think we've reached an element of hyperbole when we say it the way Daryl said it earlier today. Have a listen to this.
I'm not emotionally invested in what they do at quarterback. I honestly don't care. There are no good answers. Whether it's Russell Wilson, whether it's Carson Wentz, whatever. If they start Kenny Pickett, which if they had to play a game today, Kenny Pickett's your start. Whatever. It's all about what it's going to take to get to the rookie, whichever rookie they're going to draft. And the deeper and closer we get to the draft, the more and more I become convinced they're taking a quarterback. Whether I like it or not, they're going to take a quarterback with their first pick.
So I've said similar things, that there's no good quarterback. What I really mean is there's no quarterback on the veteran side of things that is going to all of a sudden turn all of us into, yep, that's the guy.
Yeah, right? It doesn't exist right now.
So there aren't great quarterback options. There are serviceable quarterbacks. I understand that Carson Wentz has been a backup for 2 years. That's a guy that has been a starter and a talent. That's different than a guy that's a starter that doesn't have starter talent like Gardner Minshew, who replaced him in Kansas City. So When you just say there's no good options, I do think we're speaking in hyperbole. I think we've got plenty of serviceable options, even in the draft, and it comes down to fit, it comes down to how motivated they are, and I think maybe the thing we're sleeping on is the conditions around the quarterback and whether we can put a quarterback in a position to succeed.
Well, so that's what's interesting about this next year. If they take the poison pill, that's one thing. But if they really try to do, who knows what they'll end up doing, but if you start making trades for guys like Brandon Ayuk, maybe you think you can put together a really good team around, let's say, what is a Carson Wentz. I'm not going to call him a less than quarterback, but somebody that's going to need more support and more help.
Do you agree with Daryl that there are no good
quarterback options? The part that blew my mind with Daryl is saying he doesn't care at all about who the quarterback is.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's where I think he took it to the extreme. Yeah. You have no interest in who the quarterback is?
Well, and I think the idea that there are shades to this thing. There are quarterbacks that might get you 7 or 8 wins next year, and then there are quarterbacks like Kenny Pickett that I think are going to be picking with a number one pick. So the idea that, because I guess when we say there are no good options at quarterback on the veteran side of things, that the implication is it doesn't matter. The quarterback position matters too much for there not to be a difference between Carson Wentz and Kenny Pickett or Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson.
I mean, it's the most important position in sports for a reason. Yeah. Like, we have to treat it as such. And I know Daryl was just being a little bit of embellishing in saying that he doesn't care. But that insinuation makes it sound like Joe Flacco is equal to Kenny Pickett, who is equal to Russell Wilson, who is equal to Aaron Rodgers, who is equal to anybody else that we have talked about.
Well, and I just think, I think Pittsburgh last year is a great case of this. They got a quarterback who should not have led them to 10 wins. Like, Justin Fields never won in Chicago. Russell Wilson really stopped being a quarterback you with just by virtue of him starting for you. And listen, I know 10 and 7, I know we've mocked them. They've because of what they had around the quarterback, looking at maybe the weapons with George Pickens, they had a good running game. I know Najee Harris is booty.
It was fine. Like, it was fine.
Samuels is a nice player, and they had a great defense. So I continue to come
always,
back to
I've always liked Warren. Najee's very garden variety to me.
But I just think we're to a point. Did I say Samuels?
Yeah,
I meant
it's okay.
Warren.
I knew what you meant.
I'm on the quill. But I do think we're at a point here where, like, if you're just grading the Browns off the quarterback that they signed, the veteran quarterback, or even the quarterback they draft, like, guys, I don't think that's where we are. I think you really have to grade big picture. I can't remember who tweeted it out, but somebody in the Cleveland media tweeted out what the starting lineup looks like now on offense and defense.
I saw that as well.
And I was like, oh, that doesn't look that bad. So could you maybe improve that? And I think that's a part. Like, there's no quarterback that just by acquiring them will turn the dial. Guys, most year when we think that, it doesn't come to fruition.
Well, and so one thing we do know about this front office that I if I'm being honest, it just I hadn't necessarily considered as well. They are the group that got rid of Baker Mayfield in favor of Deshaun Watson. Ergo, they did so with the idea that Deshaun Watson could compete with Joe Burrow, could compete with Lamar Jackson, compete with Patrick Mahomes, all these great quarterbacks in the AFC. So why would they ever settle for somebody that, even if it gives them 8-9 wins, they think that they're just a one and done in the postseason at best?
Well, I mean, I think
would just be in the preservation of their job, and that's it.
I think it. Well, no, I mean, I think it's really hard to develop a culture when you have two straight 3-win seasons. That is the downside. Even developing players.
I mean, that's the argument I made for you yesterday, and the difference between $3 or $4 million. I was like, you do have to win games.
But so I don't think if they sign Russell Wilson, it tells me they're just trying to preserve their jobs. I don't know if it makes me feel any better or worse about the signing, but I think, you know, we're kind of leading to this point where I understand what Daryl's saying. I think it's a bit of an embellishment. I think you can be competitive this year, and that doesn't rely solely on take Shador at 2, take Cam Ward at 2, or sign whoever you think the best veteran quarterback is.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That is one piece of it. And if they're going to surprise people, it's going to be like Denver. Like, guys, it wasn't just Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Like, that. Denver has a really nice, young, talented roster that was able to get the most out of three straight drafts by George Payton. But you brought up something in the pre-show meeting, the idea of, given that everybody kind of looks around and goes, not a difference maker, not a game changer, not, and whether it's on either side, whether the poor quarterback market opens up, maybe, I'm not saying a Peterlin pass, but a pass for Stefanski and Barry.
I just think that's where the conversation is headed, Nick. And I know a lot of fans are frustrated with Stefanski. We're both very frustrated with Barry, by the way. But I think this is where it's ultimately going to turn, because people like Daryl are going to say, well, what exactly did you want him to do?
Yeah.
I heard Daryl a little bit today. He was talking about, like, no plan. He can't give Ken a plan because there's no good plan out there. Well, if there's no good plan out there to be had, it would, in this instance, they could put all the blame back on Deshaun Watson, and they can continue to say, well, what chance did we really have?
Well, by the way, no plan is a plan. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and Will Howard is a plan. It's a plan that I think we get this misconception that at every point, every team in the NFL tries to win and do everything they can to win. That there really isn't that many. There are teams who would like to win if everything comes together, which is probably where I think the Browns are. There are teams, absolutely, who understand they don't have the goods to win, so we might as well see where we are. I don't think that's where the Browns are yet, but rest of this offseason will tell. And listen, if I'm Jimmy, and I know Jimmy and I are different, all right? I didn't grow up running truck stops or you know, running the family business.
We're not with that attitude, Nick.
I'm not a billionaire yet. See?
Yet.
Turn the corner there.
Yeah, that's right.
But
positive thinking.
All I would want to hear is reality from – it's something that sounds like common sense,
yeah,
from Barry and Stefanski. So if they told me, you know what, Nick, I just – we don't think there are game changers here. We're going to go through a more conservative plan at quarterback, and if it falls on its face, we'll live with that. I'd be so much more likely to give you a pass on that, if you're being honest, than if you do what I think like the organization's done, which is, well, if Deshaun's healthy, and then this works out, we could be a Super Bowl team. That's to me, is what gets people fired, not being like, ooh, there's a bad quarterback class, and we're not going to try and force it.
Yeah, I wonder if the narrative around this upcoming season, if they don't go quarterback at number two, if it is going to start to turn around and be like, well, can we really count this one that far against them, or are we still holding against them the Deshaun Watson deal? Which, if you're still holding against them the Deshaun Watson deal, that one didn't get him fired last year, Nick.
Okay, have the Browns gotten better?
Well, I haven't seen them get better this offseason, no.
And by the way, that's not a criticism. All right, I think they've taken with Malik Collins and Tryon Shoyinka and all these, like, I think they've added depth.
I mean, you didn't let Myles Garrett go is the most important thing you've done this offseason.
But, like, from a talent perspective, this is all banking on how quickly can you get better in the draft this year.
You've done nothing for the run game. You've done nothing for the wide receiver game. You've done nothing for the offense except for a couple backup guard situations and convincing Joe Batonio to come back.
So I am on team, you're probably going to be a three-win team until I see a reason to think otherwise.
But can they group this together with that same Deshaun Watson snafu conversation?
No, they need to stay all the way out of that. Don't touch that with a...
It's not that they're touching it. It's not that they're going to bring it up and be easy now. It's not like they're going to say this is all, we have Deshaun in the holster or anything like that. It's more the idea that instead of them getting 3 years for Deshaun, this just continues... that run of, well, we're in this position because of Deshaun, and we don't have a real chance at it until we buried the Deshaun Watson contract and we buried Deshaun Watson being around the team.
You can say it privately, not how it attack it.
Because
I think you might be better just being like, we think we have a good team and we're going to see where this goes, being non-committal to something rather than being like, we're still digging out from Deshaun, because it's only going to incur wrath from Browns fans,
I mean,
saying,
yeah,
well, thanks for making that deal, Jack Watt.
But you heard Brian Hoyer right there in the bump back that we played in the little ad that we had before we came back here. He mentioned Deshaun Watson. He's like, this is the punishment you got for Deshaun Watson. I wonder if our national media friends are just going to group this all together as the price of doing business with Deshaun, and this is still some of the shrapnel that is attached to that.
I think we have learned when, and I'm not saying this specifically about Brian, because he's
it.
New, but when they can give Stefanski and Barry a pass nationally.
They do.
They do. The question is whether we should. 216-474-0092. Because it's a poor quarterback market, a little dicey rookie quarterbacks, a little dicey veteran quarterbacks, should Stefanski and Barry get a pass if they just decide to not go all in on a bad quarterback market? And we are going to draw up our best and worst possible quarterback trios. We'd like you to join in at Nick Wilson Says, at Jay Peterlin. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.